Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Big changes may be coming for one of the most successful brands in television.
We can't keep bankrolling your groovy lifestyle.
My groovy lifestyle?
You're one of them, aren't you? You're not real.
A Dothraki wedding without at least three deaths is considered a dull affair.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Would you be a little bit nicer about it and just
a little bit nicer? You make this big sigh. I'm just trying to get by.
All shows there from HBO. AT&T acquired HBO's parent company, Time Warner, last month, and the new CEO says the network should change things up dramatically, saying, quote, it's going to be a tough year. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us, as he does each Monday, from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the New York Times is reporting on a meeting that HBO's new overseer, John Stankey, had with employees. Stankey is the head of this new merged media company, Warner Media. And it looks like he's going to get pretty involved with HBO. What more do we know?
Well, when AT&T bought Time Warner, it promised time and again to be hands-off. But it turns out that when you spend $86 billion acquiring a company, it turns you into something of a helicopter parent. So that essentially is the news that we're hearing today. AT&T, in fact, wants to be very involved with Time Warner. It wants to make sure that it gets some bang for its buck when it spends $86 billion. The fact that this conversation leaked, though, to the New York Times, the fact that it was shared with the New York Times, that they have this recording, suggests to me that HBO people wanted it to get out because they're frustrated with what they're hearing. HBO is famous for the time that it takes with its shows and its films. At a time when companies like Netflix are spending $10 billion on content a year and putting out as much stuff as it can fit into the pipes, HBO is famous for a more artisanal approach that focuses more on awards, and they're nervous that they're going to lose that control of quality.
Well, and we've talked to the CEO of HBO, Richard Plepler, who has talked about how HBO is known for quality. That's they're known for quality program. They've actually been profitable as well, to the tune of billions of dollars. They've won lots of Emmys. Is there a risk here for HBO's brand if AT&T gets too involved?
There's absolutely a risk. There's no question that there's a risk. The reason that HBO so consistently dominates at the Emmys is because it's built a culture that spends an enormous amount of time working on scripts, working on dailies, working on edits, and making sure that a show is perfectly polished and burnished by the time it comes out to audiences. I think the longer story here, though, we have to bring in the word Netflix.
Right.
Netflix said that it wanted to become HBO faster than HBO could become Netflix. But the company, Netflix, kind of overshot. They didn't just disrupt HBO. They disrupted the entire pay TV landscape. And AT&T wants to use Time Warner and all of its entertainment to take on Netflix, to turn its own media company into something that can have, you know, both all of these wonderful shows and then also have get all this data about its audiences and use it to sell people stuff. And that, I think, is the story that's going to emerge from this AT&T-Time Warner merger.
Well, and I saw John Stankey said, according to the New York Times, that, you know, HBO can no longer think about hours per week that people are involved in watching HBO. It's got to be hours per day. Maybe he's saying like Netflix. And Plepler, the CEO of HBO, sort of responded and said, yeah, I get it. We're not in the same world anymore.
They're not in the same world. No, exactly. And I think HBO, you know, I go back again to its culture and its reputation, the fact that this is a more artisanal product than Netflix, which is trying to make something for everybody. HBO is not trying to make something for everybody. It's trying to make something for a very particular demographic that can not only win eyeballs, but also win awards. I think, you know, in talking about culture over and over, it's kind of ironic because Time Warner has already been involved in one of the more infamous mergers in history, the AOL Time Warner merger from several decades ago. And one of the reasons that merger fell apart, you have one, the fact that internet advertising absolutely plummeted after 2001 and the popping of the dot-com bubble. But the other reason was because it was a terrible culture fit. So I think if you're kind of a corporate historian looking at this meeting and looking at the nervous faces of HBO people coming out of that meeting, your mind must turn back to the AOL-Time Warner merger and remember that mergers fall apart sometimes not only because of the macroeconomics, but also because of the culture fit. And AT&T based out of Texas versus HBO based out of New York, kind of, but also Los Angeles, mm-hmm. you could be seeing the beginning of an awkward culture fit that could maybe not doom this merger, but give it some hiccups in the near future.
Do you expect we're going to see advertising on HBO? Because right now there are no commercials.
Right. There are no commercials on HBO. There are no commercials on Netflix. I think HBO wants to be competitive with Netflix and therefore not want to anger its consumers by larding up its content with all of these ad breaks. I think here is what AT&T is thinking. AT&T doesn't just own HBO. It also owns DirecTV and it owns the data, or it owns the wireless deals that connect a lot of people's phones. So don't necessarily think of advertising interstitials between Game of Thrones. Think rather that people that the company can watch people mm-hmm. watching Game of Thrones and then sell them stuff either on DirecTV or on their mobile platforms, on their mobile devices. That, I think, is the long game that AT&T is looking at. Use the information about HBO consumers
right.
to sell those consumer stuff on other screens.
Maybe this is just John Stankey's way of saying, can you bring back Game of Thrones a little sooner?
I think he wants Game of Thrones 2, 3, and 4. I think that's exactly what's happening.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thank you.
Thank you.